Ohio Republicans Move to Protect Homeowners Who Fly Thin Blue Line Flag. By Ethan Lepkman on September 6, 2022. Republican lawmakers in Ohio are moving to protect homeowners who fly the thin blue line flag on their property from the objections of landlords, homeowners associations, and mobile home park operators. State Reps. Kevin Miller, R., and Tim Ginter, R., recently introduced HB 712, which would put the pro-law enforcement flag in the same protected category as the American flag, POW/MIA flag, and other U.S. military flags, the Columbus Dispatch reported. The bill was inspired by an incident in May when Thomas DiSario was told to take down his thin blue line flag by a homeowners association in Pataskala, Ohio. Thomas had received the flag after his son, Kirkersville Chief of Police Steve Eric DiSario, was killed in the line of duty while responding to a call at a nursing home in 2017. Steve and two other individuals were killed in the tragic shooting. When the homeowners association demanded Thomas remove the flag from his property, saying it was a political statement, the father objected, according to Fox News. "The American flag represents my fight for our country and our freedom," Thomas said in a statement, responding to the association. "The blue line flag represents my son. That police flag was given to me when my son was buried. It represents him. Nothing else." Following Thomas's refusal, other neighbors were inspired and joined the father in flying the thin blue line flag outside their homes, Local 12 News reported. The thin blue line flag is a symbolic flag that shows a blue line across a bar of the American flag, symbolizing law enforcement as the thin line between the community and societal disorder. "That flag is about his son, who gave his life in the line of duty," Miller told WCMH. "That's something that's very special to him, and we're just looking to protect that," the Ohio Republican added. "For me and my joint sponsor Rep. Ginter, this is all about honoring those who have paid the ultimate sacrifice, supporting those who currently are serving as our police officers, and it's also about promoting the profession as well. We're having significant problems with retention and recruitment." In addition to the bill, National Police Association lawyers have filed a federal lawsuit under the First Amendment against the Homeowners Association, representing those who wish to fly the thin blue line flag on their property, WCMH noted. You can follow Ethan Lepkman on Twitter at @EthanLepkman.